Tight right. Peterson again trying to probe at the line of scrimmage. He gets away and looks out. This is where he's dangerous. Now he stops and tries to cut back. And Jay Howard chases him down and tackles him for a loss. All the way back at the 17-yard line, it's a loss of 7 yards on the run by Adrian Peterson.
How good has your defensive line been? Guys like Howard or Alan Bailey and the progress they've made.
You know, one of the things I think the players have done a great job over these last 2 weeks is upping the ante, you know, putting a little more in, working a little harder, understanding, you know, that we can break through this thing if we just stay the course. You know, we know the formula. We know it works. And, you know, I think one of the real challenges in life, you know, when you're doing something, you put a lot of energy into it, a lot of effort into it, and you don't get the result, the tangible result you want. Sometimes it's easy to give in, but I think they're seeing, you know, hey, this is starting to pay off. And, you know, if we keep improving, you know, we're going to get the result that we all want. And that's those W's. But I think our D-line played, you know, really, really well. And, you know, when you're dealing with somebody of 28 speed and power, you know, you never can relax. And that's the one thing I thought our guys did a great job, backside, front side. And I think for everybody, you know, there was a sense of pride in what we did. You know, it's a step in the right direction, I think.
Well, here comes Pittsburgh. But how much of an encouragement was it? Because the last 2 years, we've talked about this, teams would get close, but you wouldn't let them in. You get a goal to go against Minnesota. You had a goal to go hold. You get a goal to go takeaway. How much can that help you against the Steelers?
I think, you know, they're playing with that, you know, the attitude we used to have here. And we used to always say, you're not in until you're in.
And it's intercepted on the near side. A diving catch. Ron Parker with the interception in the end zone.
And make them prove they can get in. And even the touchdown pass we gave up there on third down, you know, I mean, we did a great job in first and second down, and then we needed to finish that off right there to get exactly what we want. You know, we let out one on a third and eight where we missed a tackle. You know, that was a big play that eventually led to a field goal. And then probably the biggest play on us defensively was the third and 15 in the fourth quarter, you know. And, you know, we reacted up too fast on the scramble. We just needed to play that a little bit better. And then, you know, you're off the field there. And that was a huge play in the game, you know.
Yeah, the second worst day Peterson's ever had in the NFL in yards per carry in his brilliant career. But here comes Le'Veon Bell. What do you do with him?
Well, Le'Veon's a different back than really anybody in our league. You know, he might be the most complete back right now in the league. But I think, you know, when you put the running back, the quarterback, if he's back, and then the receivers they have, you know, they make it really difficult because you can't really even just go to one receiver and say, hey, we're going to take this receiver away. There's too many skilled players there. Michael Vick's got the escapability, and Landry Jones evidently went in and did a heck of a job, you know, and you just have to stand tall and dig deeper and you know, do the things you really understand and believe in. And if you do that, you know, things will work out for you.